we listen to the beginning of St. Luke's Gospel today, we're reminded of the Lord being the fulfillment of ancient prophecy and covenant promise. He's the fulfillment of the covenant, our Savior. And as Isaiah wrote and our Lord read in the synagogue that day in Nazareth on the Sabbath, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." So we consider how those words of Isaiah speak to the person of Jesus Christ. It's very easy to know a lot about Jesus. Historians and secular commentators know a lot about Jesus. But the difference for a Christian disciple is that we don't just end there, that we know a lot about him, but we know him. We know him as we would know another person. That's the profound gift of faith. And so what is the message for us? To today, consider Jesus' mission. Firstly, that he was anointed. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me." To be anointed means that he was given a particular task to fulfill, a particular purpose to make manifest, a particular mission in this world. And there's always a tendency when we think about Jesus, the person, to tend to go one way or the other, focusing more on his divinity, because he is truly God, or to focus more on his humanity, because he is truly human. And the deposit of faith has been handed down to us through the centuries, understanding Jesus as truly God and truly man, not half human, half God, not more this or more that. That he was anointed, but one of us, he became a human being. God became one of us in the person of Jesus Christ. What an awesome thing to just contemplate, that the creator of the universe would take on our limited human condition with all of its joys and difficulties, all of its sadnesses and causes for celebration. But he entered into the human condition for us to fulfill the covenant promise. And he said this was to bring glad tidings to the poor. Bring glad tidings to the poor. How often we can always look to our life and from the perspective of the glass being half empty. There are always things we wish we had for ourselves or our loved ones, for our community, for our world. And always saying, well, it's just, if only. But the glass is also half full. And that even in difficult circumstances, remember, Jesus was sent to bring glad tidings to the poor. Glad tidings to the poor. That he gives hope to us in our own poverty, be it material, spiritual, or in any form. And then he was sent to proclaim liberty to captives. One of the most difficult conditions to be in as a human person is that sense of being held captive. Physically, in ways we can measure, or captive to difficult situations that we seem to be trapped in, captive to our physical limitations, times with illness or disease, captive to ourselves at times, being our own worst enemy, when we seem to be overcome by temptation or habits we know are not good for us. And Jesus was sent to proclaim liberty to the captives, to set us free in whatever way we need to be set free, so we can live with the peace that only he can give. And then goes on to say, the recovery of sight to the blind. the recovery of sight to the blind. And we know through more than one account in the gospel stories of how our Lord Jesus restored physical sight to those who are physically blind. But we all know that old saying, there is none so blind as he who will not see. Many times there's spiritual blindness, or we're blinded by the constructs of society that impede our ability to see ourselves, one another, and the world as the Lord would have us. So he restores sight, recovery of sight to the blind. To let the oppressed go free, to live in the freedom of Christ, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. Cause for celebration. Cause for celebration that Jesus did come. He entered into our human condition with words of wisdom, the wisdom of the Lord, for all places and times. And as we look around us in this church, we're surrounded by images of the saints, those human beings who, by the grace of God, did extraordinary things for the glory of God. Cause for celebration in all the seasons and circumstances of our life. We come to the Lord's altar today with prayers for ourselves, our loved ones, our community, and our world. And it is very easy to find reasons to be upset at God. At times he seems like he's sleeping in the boat, as that gospel passage describes, when they were there on the Sea of Galilee and a storm was shaking the boat and they were taking on water. And what was Jesus doing? He was just sleeping. And then when he awoke, he said, "You have little faith. Trust. Have faith and trust in the Lord." And that's for us to remember in this week ahead, that Jesus is with us and an angel still guides the storm.